Watch, Jen Psaki refuses to revise claim Hunter Biden laptop Russian disinformation. By Joel B. Polak on December 6, 2021. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki refused to back down Monday from her claim last year that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation, despite the fact that it was corroborated at the time and has been vindicated in reports since. Democrats, establishment media, and Silicon Valley actively suppressed the New York Post story last October, which revealed that emails on a laptop abandoned by Biden showed that he introduced a Ukrainian colleague from the Burisma Energy Company to then-Vice President Joe Biden, despite the latter claiming that he had no knowledge of his son's business activities. Other emails showed Hunter Biden arranging a joint Chinese venture in which his father would have a 10% stake. At the time, Psaki tweeted a Politico article, "Hunter Biden story is Russian disinfo, dozens of former Intel officials say." The article reported on a letter signed by 50 former officials, including anti-Trump crusaders James Clapper and John Brennan. Hunter Biden acknowledged after the election that he was under federal investigation. Original reporting by Emma Jo Morris, now Breitbart News political editor, and others was vindicated. And new details have emerged to raise further concerns about Hunter Biden's efforts on behalf of Chinese business interests and other foreign actors, using access to his father. In September, after Politico reported that some of the emails on the laptop had been confirmed by one of its reporters, Psaki dodged a question about the laptop. The next day, facing questions, she doubled down on the disinformation claim. "I think it's broadly known and widely known that there was a broad range of Russian disinformation back in 2020. A reporter from the New York Post asked Psaki in a White House briefing Monday whether, given the release of Miranda Devine's book, The Laptop from Hell, Psaki would admit the laptop is indeed authentic and not Russian disinformation as you seemed to suggest on Twitter last year. Psaki would not answer, "The president's son is not an employee of the federal government, so I'd point you to his representatives," she said. She had no interest in the book and moved on hurriedly to the next journalist. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.